Good morning, it's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. Supporters of immigration reform are planning a hunger strike starting today. Members of the Alabama Coalition for Immigrant Justice will drink only water today through Saturday. They want to bring attention to the issue of keeping immigrant families together. Coalition spokesman Frank Berrigan is coordinating the strike. He says his group wants the comprehensive immigrant reform bill to come up for a vote in Congress.
Even if half of 11 million people qualify and are approved for citizenship, what kind of economic impact that will make? That's strong. Afterwards, then you will have an opportunity to get out and buy a home, buy new cars, and become more effective and make a big economic impact everywhere in the United States.
The hunger strike will end with a fast-breaking ceremony on Saturday. The event will take place at the beloved Community Church in Birmingham. Federal labor officials are offering grant money to help former employees of a shuttered paper plant find new jobs. The U.S. Department of Labor is offering more than $823,000 in national emergency grant funding to help Alabama Career Center offices in Sheffield and Decatur. Officials say the job centers will help former mill workers find jobs, create resumes, and more. The plant employed more than 1,000 workers and closed earlier this year. A mosquito-borne illness with an exotic name has made its way to Alabama, APR's Pat Duggins reports.
The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed the first case of the illness known as chikungunya. The agency says a Huntsville woman caught the disease from a mosquito bite while she was traveling in Haiti. The department says this patient was beyond the point where she could spread chikungunya to other people by the time she returned to Alabama. The virus originated in Africa and appeared in the Caribbean last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says cases of chikungunya have been recorded in all of Alabama's neighboring states. All of these cases were acquired while the patients were traveling outside the United States. There are no locally transmitted cases in the U.S., but the two types of mosquitoes that can spread the virus live in Alabama. The disease causes flu-like symptoms with high fever and joint pain. Pat Duggins, APR News.
Germany and the United States are meeting in the World Cup today, and an Alabama-based group is making the most of it. The Alabama-Germany Partnership is holding a game-watching party in Birmingham today. The organization promotes better relations and trade between the two countries. There's a strong German influence in Huntsville because of the space industry, and the German auto company Mercedes-Benz has a plant in Tuscaloosa County. For the soccer game, the partnership is encouraging members to show up at a German restaurant and beer garden in downtown Birmingham with flags, T-shirts, and hats to cheer on their favorite team. Now for a look at the day's weather, here is WVUA's Richard Scott.
It's going to be hot and humid on this Thursday, but there's a good chance for scattered storms. That'll cool many areas off after it does heat up some. Expect the best chance for rain during the afternoon hours. Overnight tonight, lows in the low 70s, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy for Friday. Another good chance for scattered storms, otherwise a hot day. Highs in the upper 80s on Friday. For the weekend, many of us stay dry and hot. Risk of rain only at 30%. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.